Hello, everyone. Welcome to your weekly tech update, the show that explores the newest, coolest, and sometimes mind-boggling side of tech available on the interwebs. I am your geek leader, Ray McNeil. Coming up on the program today, we're talking Comcast. They have brought ET back to Earth in a 4-minute ad for their service, but it's still something that you gotta check out. Tesla Cybertruck electrifies the truck segment, and happening in this week's What The, Wenatchee makes national cable TV on A&E's live PD crime of the week. Driver hits a parked car and continues to drive poorly as police pursue, and you'll recognize the neighborhood. That and a whole lot more coming up on today's edition of your weekly tech update. Next. Hi, everyone. E.T., that beloved movie alien, has returned to Earth to do a commercial. Comcast, the owner of Universal Movie Studio that distributed the creature's blockbuster 1982 film, has placed him in a new long-form commercial for the company and its broadband cable and satellite products. In the ad, which debuted during the Thursday broadcast of the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on Comcast's NBC, E.T. returns to see his friend Elliot. The character is once again played by Henry Thomas, the same actor who portrayed him decades ago. The audience is going to get everything they want out of a sequel without the messy bits that could destroy the beauty of the original and the special place it has in people's minds and hearts. That came from Thomas in a statement provided by Comcast. Now, the ad, more than 4 minutes long in some versions, marks a bold bet by the Philadelphia entertainment giant that it can use its revered intellectual property for commercial purposes without upsetting some fans who might blanch at the notion. Well, to be sure, a new generation of consumers does not have the same connection to the Steven Spielberg movie as the people of my generation who saw it in the early 80s. Hearing the famous phrase, E.T. phone home, may prompt a current audience to ask why the alien won't text. And E.T. has never been immune from marketing. After all, the placement of Reese's Pieces in the original movie helped boost that then-new product to untold heights. But he's never been explicitly used in this fashion in prior appearances. Now, the new ad, crafted by Omnicon Group's Goodbye Silverstein and Partners, shows E.T. back on Earth once more in a grown Elliot's front yard. He hangs out with the man's family, who shows him how to surf the web with Comcast service, and uses a remote control to call up holiday movies on a big screen. He helps Elliot's kids fly on their bicycles, an obvious nod to one of the most memorable scenes of the original. A graphic on screen urges viewers to reconnect for the holidays. The company approached Spielberg with the concept, according to a person familiar with the matter, and secured his permission for the effort. The director, this person said, appreciated the theme of connection at holiday time. Spielberg was consulted throughout the process, apparently. The spot will get prominent airing around the globe. Comcast says that the ad will run through January 5th in 9 different versions for the United States and in different versions that tout the company's Sky satellite service rather than their other offerings in Germany, the United Kingdom, and Italy. It's a struggle that many gamers face, grabbing a snack without interrupting your game. Well, it just got a whole lot easier thanks to Pringles' new contraption. The Crisp brand has built a hilarious gaming headset dubbed the Hunger Hammer that feeds you Pringles while you game. Pringles explained, Pringles has unveiled a gaming headset that does double duty as an automatic chip dispenser. Hungry gamers can stay on their controllers and be fed chips hands-free by the Pringles Hunger Hammer as they play on. Pringles developed the headset as part of its partnership with the new Gears 5 first-person shooter game. Several Twitch gaming influencers have been given Hunger Hammers to try while playing the game during live streams over the next few weeks as well. Unfortunately, the Hunger Hammer is currently just a prototype, and it remains unclear when or if it will go on sale. This isn't the first time that food and drinks have been combined with gaming. Earlier this year, Miller Lite launched a fully functional video game controller in a beer can dubbed the Cantroller. Now, the Cantroller looks just like a regular can of beer, but on closer inspection, you'll notice several gold buttons on the side. Amazingly, it also operates as a fully functional video game controller. The Cantroller features a micro USB port, which users can plug in to recharge, as well as a lithium-ion battery that enables 3 hours of playtime. The device connects to your console via Bluetooth, ensuring that there's no trailing wires to disturb your gaming experience. The gold buttons also have haptic feedback. Starting recently, library patrons in Chelan County in Washington State are able to check out large, high-quality telescopes that started at the 1st of December. The Schumel Z-series Dobsonian telescopes can be checked out for up to 7 days, along with 3 informative books about the stars. That's according to a blog post from the North Central Washington Regional Library. They're packed in 2-foot by 3-foot protective cases that weigh just over 50 pounds, according to the post. The telescopes will also be available at the libraries in Moses Lake and Orville. The telescopes were purchased using a $1,000 donation made this year by the late Roseanne Lind, one of my very dear friends. This was to honor the memory of her late husband, Pete Lind, which was one of my best friends. Pete Lind was a member of the Apple Valley Astronomers Club, which helps educate the community about astronomy. And speaking of astronomy, solar wind is not exactly our friend. The flood of hot electric particles constantly gushing out of the sun bathes the entire solar system in radiation, frying the occasional satellite and making life impossible on any planet not shielded by an atmosphere. In both a literal and figurative sense, the solar wind blows. But as new observations from the edge of the solar system suggest, it also protects everything it touches from the even more damaging forces of interstellar space. As the solar wind flows outward for billions of miles in every direction, it creates a bubble of energy that surrounds our entire solar system. At the edge of this bubble, where the solar wind finally collides with powerful cosmic rays beaming through interstellar space, there is a hot, thick wall of plasma called the heliopause. This cosmic border sits about 120 times farther from the sun than Earth does, where it helps deflect and dilute the powerful radiation released by distant stars and celestial explosions. Now, in a series of new studies published on November 4th in the journal Nature, astronomers directly analyzed this cosmic frontier for the first time using data collected by NASA's Voyager 2 spacecraft, which passed through the heliopause and into interstellar space about a year ago now. While Voyager 2 was able to cruise seamlessly through the heliopause in about a day, researchers found that the plasma barrier was significantly hotter and thicker than previous studies estimated, effectively forming a physical shield between our solar system and interstellar space. According to study co-author Edward Stone, an astronomer at the California Institute of Technology who has worked on the Voyager program since 1977, the shield stops about 70% of cosmic radiation from breaking into our solar system. Now, in November 2018, NASA's Voyager 2 satellite passed through the heliopause, becoming only the second man-made object in history to leave our solar system. The satellite's twin, Voyager 1, became the first back in August of 2012. However, Voyager 1 was unable to analyze the border properly due to a sensor malfunction. Now, according to radiation data collected by Voyager 2 on its interstellar journey, temperatures in the heliopause reached up to 89,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's about 31,000 degrees Celsius, roughly double the temperature that previous astronomical models predicted, suggesting a far more violent clash between the solar wind and cosmic rays than scientists ever predicted. The sheath of hot, charged wind protecting our solar system might not be perfect, and it still might not be our friend, but as Voyager 2 confirmed, it is part of what separates our cozy cosmic home from the ferocious wilderness of space. For that, perhaps, we should be thankful. What started off as a casual comment by Elon Musk back in 2012 about wanting to build a truck has evolved into what you see before you. Tesla's first production pickup, called the Cybertruck. It's built to handle a lot of familiar tasks, but beyond that, is anything but familiar. Let's start with the basic stuff. The Cybertruck is 231 inches long, 79 inches wide, and about 75 inches tall, and it seats six. Let's compare that to the Ford F-150, which is between 209 and 250 inches long and 80 to 86 inches wide, in between about 75 to 78 inches tall. That puts it in pretty much the same company as every other pickup out there. And then there are the performance figures, which sound too good to be true, as it usually does with a Tesla. Musk claims the Cybertruck will reach 60 miles per hour in 2.9 seconds before continuing through the quarter mile marker in under 11 seconds. Yet at the same time, its off-road numbers are commendable, offering a 35-degree approach angle, a 28-degree departure angle, and up to 16 inches of ground clearance. Three ranges will be on offer, with 250-plus miles at the low end of the spectrum, and an astonishing 500-plus miles at the top end. At the Cybertruck's premiere recently, Musk also showed off an ATV that can fit and charge inside the truck's bed. Musk claimed the stainless steel alloy on the Cybertruck's body is strong, and it appears to be the case. Not only did he and his team hit the body with a sledgehammer to no effect, Musk even claimed it can withstand certain types of small arms fire. On the towing front, Musk estimates that the truck will be capable of towing 14,000 pounds. According to a video played during the debut, the Cybertruck outpulled the F-150 in a tug of war. It's difficult to compare Cybertruck to much of anything on the road at this point, but it isn't the only electric pickup coming to market. Rivian made waves with its R1T, promising more than 400 miles of range and 700 horsepower with a 0 to 60 time of 3.2 seconds, 11 pounds of towing, and 1,764 pounds of payload. That starts at $69,000. And don't forget, there are other trucks on the market or coming to market which are taking a similar concept to ruggedized electrified pickup trucks. But again, they're going to be on the higher end of the price range, one of them even up to $125,000 for seemingly less performance than the Tesla Cybertruck. Compare that to the Cybertruck's claimed price, which is far, far lower. In its least expensive version, the 250-plus mile Cybertruck is going to cost $39,000. The mid-range version will be an extra $10,000 on top of that. That's going to come with a dual motor, and the tri-motor variant comes in at $69,000. $900, of course. Cybertruck pre-orders are now open. Given its relative performance and price, the Cybertruck could be a massive success for Tesla as it enters into the largest segment in the U.S. market. Almost 3 million pickups were sold to consumers in 2018 alone. If Tesla can carve off a tiny sliver of that, it'll go a long way towards taking Tesla's annual sales to the next level. Since its debut in May of this year with the release of the Oculus Quest, the Vader Immortal series has offered Star Wars fans an experience unlike any other in the history of the franchise's gaming options, by allowing them to explore and immerse themselves completely not just in its world, but its very mythology. That adventure culminates in Episode 3, the final chapter in this groundbreaking virtual reality experience, when your character comes face to face with Darth Vader, and you must fight the iconic Sith Lord for the fate of Mustafar. ILM X-Lab and Oculus took what they learned on Episode 1 and 2, the basic tools and mechanics, and then really opened it up in 3. When 3 starts, you know that you're going to face Vader. So they got that out of the way right away, and then just let you go all out. In Episode 3, your character has just defeated a creature that looks and acts suspiciously like the Rancor from Return of the Jedi. As you venture further into the cavernous landscape, you encounter stormtroopers and other adversaries as your ally, the Priestess, leads an army to defeat Vader's forces stationed within his fortress. The lessons learned in Episode 1 and 2 not only enable you to move more easily through these environments, but they give you new opportunities to dispatch foes and have some fun with minutiae from the Star Wars universe. You can choose the way that you want to engage with these encounters. There's opportunities to force grab guns out of the hands of stormtroopers, throw detonators, and don't forget about the Sith lightning that you're going to be able to wield in this game. And of course, there's a whole lot more too. Vader Immortal producer Alyssa Finley said their objective was to make users feel like this was their own journey, and not simply one that they could watch from the periphery of bigger events. We got better and better at paying off that initial idea that it's all about you, she said. Vader pulls you into this whole mess because he needs you. And we pay that off by making something that only you could do with those blue glows that would light up when you got near. That creates this loop in the player's mind that this is my story. I'm the key to all of this happening. When Episode 1 was in the pipeline, so was the device. So the developers were entirely speculative about what was going to be possible. It was astounding, but Episode 3 is just off the charts. To encourage fans to try it out, ILM X-Lab is offering a special deal, offering a bundle of all 3 Vader Immortal episodes with the purchase of an Oculus VR headset from November 21st, the first day that Episode 3 was available, through January 31st, 2020. A secretive startup backed by Bill Gates has just achieved a solar breakthrough aimed at saving the planet. Heliogen, a clean energy company that emerged from stealth mode recently, said it has discovered a way to use artificial intelligence and a field of mirrors to reflect so much sunlight that it generates extreme heat above 1,000 degrees Celsius. Essentially, Heliogen created a solar oven, one capable of reaching temperatures that are roughly a quarter of what you find on the surface of the sun. The breakthrough means that for the first time, concentrated solar energy can be used to create extreme heat required to make cement, steel, glass, and other industrial processes. In other words, carbon-free sunlight can replace fossil fuels in a heavy carbon-emitting corner of the economy that has been untouched by the clean energy revolution. While other concentrated solar companies attacked this temperature problem by adding steel to make the technology stiffer and sturdier, Heliogen and its team of scientists and engineers turned to artificial intelligence. Heliogen uses computer vision software, automatic edge detection, and other sophisticated technology to train a field of mirrors to reflect solar beams to one single spot. If you take 1,000 mirrors and have them align exactly into a single point, you can achieve extremely, extremely high temperatures, Gross said, who added that Heliogen made its breakthrough on the first day it turned its plant on. Heliogen said it is generating so much heat that its technology could eventually be used to create clean hydrogen at scale. That carbon-free hydrogen could then be turned into a fuel for trucks and airplanes. If you can make hydrogen that's green, that's a game changer, said Gross. Long term, we want to be the green hydrogen company. For now, however, Heliogen is squarely focused on solar. Now that it has made this breakthrough, Heliogen will focus on demonstrating how the technology can be used in a large-scale application, such as making cement. After the large-scale application, Heliogen would likely be ready to go public. And happening in this week's What The, Wenatchee makes national cable TV on A&E's Live PD Crime of the Week. A driver hits a parked car and continues to drive poorly as police follow. Check it out for yourself.
Tonight's Crime of the Week takes us to Wenatchee, Washington, and what has to be one of the worst displays of driving ever captured on a police dash camera. It's 3:13 p.m., and police are in pursuit of a driver who took off after hitting a parked car. For some reason, he's now riding on the wrong side of the road and almost hits a pickup towing a car. The driver attempts to make a left turn. Key word here, attempts.
Stop the car! Stop!
With police still on his tail, he takes out a mailbox and then stops, perhaps trying to figure out what to hit next. He's quickly back on the road, ready for the next collision. He makes a right turn, right over a street sign, a fire hydrant, and a row of leaf bags. And then, for good measure, runs over an electrical box. But this guy's not done. He hits a police car, and then another electrical box. Okay, now he's done. Police quickly surround him and make the arrest.
Thanks for watching your weekly tech update. If you have a story you'd like us to feature on the program, you need to send me an email, djraymcneil@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Tech Update and check out the podcast, audio and video versions available on iTunes, Google, Spotify, Audioburst, and elsewhere on the interwebs. Till next time, I'm Ray McNeil. Good night, world. Your weekly tech update brought to you by Holiday Home Care, Phillip Island, Victoria, Australia. It's your turn to relax. Before you get on holiday on the island, contact Holiday Home Care. We can set up your residence or holiday rental, do the shopping for you, provide linen and towels, and make sure it's all ready by the time you get here, giving you more time to enjoy what Phillip Island has to offer. For more information, visit holidayhomecarepi.com or email holidayhomecarepi@gmail.com. Thank you.